Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. So I'm really excited for today's guest, Jenna Sword, who I've come to know over the last couple of months. We started talking a few months ago. I've seen her doing some awesome stuff, and she is a branding rock star. I mean, when it comes to branding, this girl knows what's what. Her website is amazing. Her students' websites are amazing, and her branding makes her the kind of money that I think a lot of us are trying to make. And we talk a little bit about branding on the call today, but we don't get too much into it because it's hard to explain branding in such a visual way that Jenna does. And if you visit her website, which we'll have in the show notes, you'll see her website is beautiful. So it's hard to explain that visual element on a podcast. But what we do talk about is something amazing that Jenna did that I was so excited to have her talk about. And that is that she took a vacation and she launched a program and made $64,000 from London. Now, she's from Portland, but she made all of this money and she did it without having to really work. And she put in the work up front. I'm not going to say she didn't work, but she didn't have to work it live. The way that we see people slaving over launches and staying up all night, which I myself have done multiple times, she was able to essentially launch on autopilot and be really profitable doing it and going against the grain of what conventional launching wisdom says you should do. And that's what I wanted to talk to her about. Now, she has worked with amazing brands like Nike on their design, and she has brought that design and that sense of ease and wonder into everything that she does, especially including this launch. And I cannot wait to get into that. And we're going to talk a little bit about, she has done some really amazing stuff for my brand. And you're going to get to hear about that when we first get started. So with that being said, let's jump right into the interview. But before we do, a quick word from our sponsor. So today's show is sponsored by Rock Your Scopes, the premier Periscope marketing training course. If you are ready to convert hearts into leads and dollars, then you need to visit rockyourscopes.com. It gives you everything you need to grow your following, create a profitable platform, and grow the client base of your dreams, leveraging the world's fastest growing social media platform, Periscope. Again, you can check out rockyourscopes.com for all the details. Hey, Jenna, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Zach. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, I am super excited for you to be here because a lot of people don't know, but they will soon. You're like my secret weapon to like new branding. So I used to be like horrible branding, and then you came along and it's not great yet, but maybe by the time this releases, it'll be getting better. But you're like my secret weapon to branding. And we started talking and I found out you're like this totally awesome launch person. Like you have all kinds of stuff together when it comes to online business. And I'm so excited to jump into all that. But before I get ahead of myself, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and, you know, maybe about how you came to this point with your current company. I know you've done some crazy awesome stuff with big companies like Nike we were talking about. And tell the listeners a little bit about how you ended up here.
Okay, well, I'll give you the short, long short of it. I've been a graphic designer for as long as I could remember. Way back when I was like 9 years old, I was dorking around on, do you remember MS Paint?
Absolutely.
I used to have a book full of all of my MS Paint drawings, and I used to have a scanner way back in the 90s. I had a scanner before anybody really knew what a scanner was, and I would go around scanning tabloids and like putting together these books that were called Graphics by Jenna, Jenna Sword President. So somehow I knew at a really young age that I wanted to be a computer nerd. And I have my dad to thank for this, actually. And also have a family of entrepreneurs. You know, my grandparents are entrepreneurs. My mom and dad are entrepreneurs and grandparents on both sides. My grandfather had like the first cable company in Las Vegas and was making $1 million in the 90s. And so I had all these like really great examples of successful entrepreneurs entrepreneurs who are not working normal jobs. So it pretty much at a very young age made me completely unemployable because I never saw anybody getting up and doing the 9-to-5 thing. So since my dad hooked me up with a computer when I was super young, I started doing graphic design in the mid 1990s and started designing for my high school and just started making money selling t-shirts to my high school. And I ended up making so much money that I bought myself a car. And so while all these kids that were in high school were getting cars from their parents, I was buying mine and, you know, doing taxes and trying to be a legitimate business owner at the age of like 16. So I went beyond there and actually gave up design for a little while and really wanted to focus on going to college. And I, you know, it took me a couple years to come back to doing design and branding. And when I finally figured it out, I changed my major, jumped into doing graphic design through my higher education. It wasn't until I actually got my MBA in marketing in the mid-2000s that I was like, oh, I remember. I love design. I love business. How do I merge these two things together? And I started my own graphic design company in my mid-20s. So beyond that, it's been crazy. It's been an insane adventure of, you know, kind of some quick things to hit on. I eventually became a professor of design for 4 different universities, teaching branding and design. I designed for Nike for a while as a senior graphic designer, and I designed for over 200 businesses. And then I was like, well, now I know that I love business and design, but now how do I work teaching into that? And that's kind of where I'm at today. How do I teach entrepreneurs how to brand themselves? And so that's where I'm at.
Awesome. I love it. I love it so much. And you have like this amazing eye for design and branding that I can't even explain. And so I have to tell everybody that you actually did the cover art for this show, because I was like, okay, look at what I made. Look at what I made. And you were like, no, maybe not. And I was like, no, you're totally right. It's absolutely horrible. Please fix it.
Well, it's beautiful now. Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so happy that you reached out to me, because I think what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs is you're in a hurry. You need something done right away. You don't have a strategy about it because you're like, well, I just need this art. I just want it to look cool. How do I get this done? And how do I communicate that to an inexpensive designer or somebody on the fly? You know, like, how do you do that? And there is a process to it. And part of my methodology is understanding what makes design look professional, and also looking at what is currently on trend, what's out there that you absolutely love, and how do you take that and form it into a design that is 100% unique to you. So one of the things that was really helpful was that you had some inspiration pieces, remember, that you were like, oh, I really like this style and that style, and then I could very easily apply what you liked to the design, which is why I think it worked out so well.
Ooh, I love it. And it's a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about, because I know, like, I love design and I racked my brain about this. And we're going to talk about design and branding a little bit on the show, but it's hard to talk design without visual.
Yeah.
And your visual teaching style is amazing and I love it.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about how you said, like, you had some inspiration pieces and you kind of had direction, and this is like a total stretch, but I'm going to try to convince my listeners that it works. So, So tell us a little bit about the inspiration that you had to kind of launch your program back in December, I want to say. I think I have December written down, where you were actually traveling and you were like, yes, listen, this is how I want to launch it. I want this to work like this. And you had like this crazy, amazing launch. So give us some of the details of that launch. And this is where I think people are going to be like, hold up.
Well, okay. So to give you a tiny little bit of backstory, I had launched my program teaching design. It was called the Launch Your Brand Program back almost 2 years ago. I tested it, knew that it was working out really well. And you know how when you're developing something new, sometimes you can get shiny ball syndrome and go, oh, I need to go develop this. And then I need to go develop that. Well, I was fortunate enough I did go through the shiny ball syndrome thing, and I did do a lot of testing, but I did figure out what program that I was selling worked the best, and it was the Launch Your Brand program. So people in like 30 days walked away with a logo, business card, and a website, and I tested it, and it was going great. And so I pulled it apart and sold different parts of it with JV webinars over the last year. I'd done all the stuff, just testing of what was going to sell the best. Where was I getting the best testimonials and before and afters? And I'd finally landed right before this trip that I had had this like weird epiphany when I was taking a shower to get rid of all of my programs except for the core fundamental signature program, the Launch Your Brand program, and just keep that program alive and kind of let all these other side things go away. So I knew I was going on this month-long trip to Amsterdam, Scotland, and London. I was going to go see some students over there, and I was at the point where I was like, okay, it's time to launch this again. And surprisingly, November and December are fabulous months to launch. Most people don't realize that, and it probably depends on the industry that you're in. But in my experience, some of the biggest launches that I've had have been in November and December. It's probably because there's a lot of downtime, and it's probably because people have extra money that they're shopping for their kids or for their family. But if they don't have kids in a family, maybe they're going to splurge for a program for their business. And I really experienced that where people had a lot more downtime. There wasn't a lot of expectations from clients at that time. And so I was like, okay, November, December are going to be a great time to launch. I'm going to be traveling. I've never launched while traveling before. I finally have my program where I want it to be. I finally have some systems set up. I have mentors that are like, never launch while traveling. That's a terrible idea. And I was like, no, I'm going to live the kind of lifestyle that I want. And I have a brand that people know, like, and trust. And I have, you know, this great credibility. So why not try it? So my whole thing is that I didn't want to ruin the vacation with the launch. And I decided to do no video trainings for it, which is something that I'd only done before. I'd only done 3-part video trainings for launches. And I was like, this time I'm only going to write emails, and I'm going to do one, or I'm going to do 2 or 3 blog entries, 7 emails, and 1 Q&A webinar. And that's all I'm going to do. And as I was going into it, I didn't even really know that I was going to do it that way. I was just like, well, let's just try it. I'm coming over here to Europe. I'm kind of in a lull right now. I have no attachment to how this turns out because I'm on vacation. So let's just see what happens. And I think that that attitude of not kind of gripping sand and having it like flow between your fingertips, which is what happens every other launch where I'm like gripping for dear life. I had no emotional attachment to this. And so I was having fun all day and getting work done either early in the morning or late at night after I was out sightseeing. And so I started writing these emails, and I followed, for my sales process, I followed Derek Halpern's Yes Engines. And he's somebody that I kind of know, and I've taken his program, and I absolutely love the content for it. And so I went through Derek Halpern's Yes Engines and really created the emails to flow my ideal client through the process of painting the picture of why my program was going to solve all their design problems. And so this was the first time I really did this through writing versus video. And so what ended up happening was I ended up having a $64,000 launch. It was 2 times bigger than any launch I had had previously and was the least amount of effort.
Oh my gosh. I love it. So I just want to stop real quick before I let you keep going.
Yeah, sure.
I just want you to say that kind of one more time. So give us the number.
Okay.
Tell us how much bigger it was than any other launch, and then just recap what you did for it. So I think you said like 7 emails.
Yeah.
Just give us those numbers like rapid fire. So
yeah.
Everybody can hear what it doesn't take this big expansive thing everyone thinks.
No, I mean, it definitely took thought and strategy, but it was like 7 emails, 3 blog entries, and 1 Q&A webinar. And this is the weirdest thing. The Q&A webinar only had 50 people signed up for it. Only 20 people were there, and all of the people signed up through me doing brand evaluations in that final webinar and answering questions about the program. So, and I did it from a London hotel room that was really fancy. So I didn't even do a traditional webinar. And there were some other key things that I think really helped the launch. I teamed up with some people who were willing to do bonus exchanges with me. I teamed up with Mariah Cause from Femtrepreneur.co, and I teamed up with Sarah Greer from SarahGreer.com, who's a copywriter. And Mariah Cause is a list building person and amazing marketing maven. And Sarah Greer is a copywriter. And so they both had programs that I wanted for my people. And I had programs for them that were small, little, like, you know, anywhere from $100 to $300 programs. And we switched them. So anytime that they do a launch, they can use my program as a bonus. And the same for Mariah and us doing our switch. And so it added so much extra value to the course that's already full of value that I think that that really pushed people over to buy, because those bonuses are only available for that specific launch. So creating that sense of urgency, but 7 emails, you know, 3 blog entries and 1 webinar is how I did it.
And it made you how much money?
$64,000. So the other thing that I did was I made sure that there were really affordable payment plans. I made sure that there was a self-study version of the program and a VIP version of the program. In the VIP version, I do a lot of hand-holding, as you kind of saw.
Yes, it's one I'm signing up for.
Yeah, it's one that you're signing up for. Because I am a firm believer that the biggest problem with all of the courses that are out there, with the exception of maybe Todd Herman, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, doing the 90-day plan, most people do not, or with the exception of maybe Denise Duffield Thomas too, they are very active in their Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. And they also do, especially Todd, does an insane amount of feedback. And you felt like you're never left alone. So in my program, I was like, you know what? I need to charge more. I raised my, and this is the other crazy thing, is I had raised the price of the program from $9.97 up to $14.97. So, and I don't know why there was no fear of like people going, oh, I didn't give them any warning that I was raising the price. I just raised the price because I was like, well,
gosh.
And people still bought it at the higher amount without even knowing. And I think that the reason why is that I showed so much value through it that when you look at how much it would cost to get a logo and a website done from a designer, and you look at how much my program is and how much handholding, and you look at all of the 40 before and afters with all of the video testimonials of people saying, yeah, this is actually the one program I did that actually really works.
Absolutely. And I can say that I haven't even, you know, taken your full VIP program. I got a little taste of it.
You got a little taste of it.
Because I happen to know you and I happen to convince you. I'd be like, let me into this piece.
Yes.
And I was about to spend $8,000 on a website.
I know.
And yours is like a fraction of that. And I mean, I can't stop getting compliments on my website. People are like, who did it? I'm like, me,
like,
I did it.
and how good does that feel?
It's amazing. And I love that you're empowering your students. And I always like, it's funny because I'm the exact same way. I always tell people, you know, my free community is almost more active than my paid communities, because my paid people just come over to the free group and ask the question because they know I'll answer it. And it's like, just being there is like so high value. And I think that's the thing that people miss. So I don't want to take away from you too much, but I want to highlight what you said, which is you created authority over your brand. So you didn't just do this day one. So you weren't like, here's my program, I'm charging a ton of money, and I'm going to do it. You established your authority, then you created a strategy, right?
Yeah.
And then the third thing that you did was you showed up for your audience.
Yes.
And those three pieces allowed you to throw conventional wisdom in the face of many big names and do exactly what you wanted, the way you wanted to do it, and make money because you were authentic.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you. It's cool because, you know, the self-study version of the program allows me to not be involved. So the self-study people can get access to the program for, let's say, like $100 a month for like 10 months. And they can use the free community to post if they want to, but there's like no support with that. So it just adds even more value to the VIP version of the course, and which is why I can charge $1,500 too, because they know that they're going to get me for 1.5 months. Like, I meet with my students 2 times a week via video, and I tell them what to do and what not to do so that they don't walk away with some horrible font choices and colors and, you know, so kind of guarantees their success. Sometimes it's at my own detriment of energy because I pour my heart and soul into them. But I think that I tried to do these courses without me being involved at all. And I decided I didn't want to do this business unless I was changing people's lives. So I actually went from a more evergreen hands-off approach to back to being hands-on, because if I don't have connections with my students, then I don't want to do this.
I love it. So this is more of a technical question. Mm-hmm. It's mostly my burning question, but maybe somebody else will care. So do you find that you're, you know, because I've talked to people who are like, well, I just want to offer one price because I don't want to do like the decision fatigue thing, or they fear that like no one's going to buy up. Do you find that most people go VIP, or do you find that like most people go DIY, or are people going DIY and then in like a week going, oh my gosh, please upgrade me, I changed my mind?
You know, I would say out of all the people who did the self-study, I got a couple who asked for upgrades later. I would say like 2 out of the 40-something or whatever that did it. But I would say that the majority did VIP, and the ones that were on a super budget did the lower end. And what's really cool too that I kind of communicate is that I try to give my alumni really great discounts and allow them to come take programs for less expensive. So if they do the self-study version, I give them a huge discount on VIP in the future. So that really prompts people to come back to me when they can afford it. Sometimes that's a really great way to do it because they can go through the material at their own pace over a year and then jump in a live VIP version eventually.
Yeah. And that's such a good strategy that people don't talk about, because I do that with my launches. I don't talk about it very much, but I do give discounts to existing customers to come into a new program because they do like working with you.
Well, you also want to reward them too if there's any crossover of content, because you want to make sure that they're not paying for the same thing twice. But sometimes it's important to have things from one program in another program. But in addition to that, what has been the most surprising is that a lot of extra funds have come from people retaking the live course again. So at the end of the month and a half, you know, everybody gets lifetime access and all that. But at the end of the program, if they're like, I want more Jenna time, that for the next time I run it, they can come in for a much reduced cost. So they can take the course with me as many times as they want. And a lot of times people will come through and do it for clients. Which is really cool. And we already work together, so I don't have to go through and teach them all the design things and all the Photoshop things and all those things. They just come into office hours and get feedback for their... So it's like I'm being a creative director.
Yeah, this is so fascinating. This is so much good information. I mean, this isn't really exactly what we plan to talk about.
Yeah, we talk about it, but it's a weird way to structure it, right? This is not traditional. I do not follow the processes of what other entrepreneurs do in this realm. It's for me being a professor for so long. I know what it takes to make somebody be able to really learn something or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what I would love to know is, you structured the emails, you structured the blog, you structured the Q&A, you got everything written pretty. You went on vacation. Did you have to have your hands in the pot all the time, or did you essentially automate? Because I think I remember the answer, and this is what really I was like, what?
Yeah, everything was very automated. The smartest thing I ever did was I got off Infusionsoft and switched to ConvertKit. So I was paying $400 a month for Infusionsoft. I was writing blogs for them. I had a friend who worked for the company, and then I discovered ConvertKit, and I was like, oh my gosh, this solves all my problems and I'm going to save $300 a month. So I switched over to ConvertKit, which was very automated. And I also was using Derek Halpern's Yes Engines to construct the sales emails. And kind of to give you an overview of how that's set up is that you dive into your clients' heads through surveys to figure out exactly what they want. You develop a lead magnet. That's the first step in making the purchase towards a product or service. And I developed a lead magnet called the Brand and Biz Roadmap. And it's a full-on checklist of everything that they need to know how to do on an aerial level to do that. And then my program is linked throughout the whole entire roadmap. And then once people actually get into the program, they use the same roadmap and it links them to individual lessons in the classroom. So you're using this checklist before you even pay for the program, and you're using it as a way to kind of understand what to do. You get into the program and then you start using the checklist as a way to get through the course. So then, because I did that, I was, you know, promoting that in there. And part of the Yes Engines program, from what I understood of it, was like, you know, you're diving into your ideal client's head, figuring out what their struggles are, figuring out how they need to have this problem solved. And the first part is getting them to really relate with you. So those emails are all about struggles and woes and getting them to go, yeah, I feel like she knows me and she knows my problem. And then the second part goes into painting the picture of why this program solves it and why this is the answer. And then it ends with basically you introducing your product. And at that point, people are really ready for it because they've just had 7 emails of value.
Awesome. So, and I know that Yes Engine isn't always open.
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, there's always like a freebie or something on that page.
Yeah,
so I'll link to that in the show notes so people can check that out. But
It's so good.
Derek is very good at the psychology of selling. Yes. Derek Halpern. He is like rock star. Okay, so let's touch on something a little outside of this. Maybe this is more of like a mindset question, but how were you able to essentially say, okay, everything that everyone has said is like, I'm not going to do that. So how are you able to do like, you know, I'm not going to do the conventional 2015, 2016 launch. I'm going to just write emails and do a Q&A web. How did you decide that?
You know, I'm always going against the grain because it's just my rebellious, non-employable. you always kind of want to do what you want to do. But I go very much off gut and I go very much off flow. And, you know, all of it's based on testing, honestly. I did a lot of failing and a lot of testing before I got to this point. So if you're trying things out and failing, your failures are your biggest treasures because you're getting the answer that something doesn't work versus even, you know, I think Zach, even you said to me, I did this whole entire launch without any ads. And you said, don't tell me that because it's one of those things where if I would have done ads, how many more sales would I make? You know, and it's like, that's the kind of thing that when I hear I have a $64,000 launch, that's a win. But technically, if I would have, you know, tried some ads and failed and learned like what worked or what didn't work, maybe the launch would have been even bigger. So we really end up like learning a lot more from failures than we do from successes. So I did a ton of failing and I did a lot of testing. And so that's actually what prompted. It was out of necessity. I really didn't want to be working on my vacation. And it also was me testing over the past year and a half, all the different systems that what would work and what didn't work. You know, I tried one membership platform service that didn't work for me. I tried a different one. It didn't work for me. You know, at one point I was on Ning. And I did a whole entire first beta test on Ning. And then another, you know, I was trying all these different course platforms and some were working and some weren't. I tried Kajabi Next and I was like, I can't customize the site. So, and now the new Kajabi is totally amazing. So there's like all these different like technologies, but the four technologies that I rely on, and this could totally be the tip of if you can know anything here, the technologies that work for me, is my website's on Squarespace and I can do everything that I want to do on it, despite what 99% of the population thinks you can do. There's workarounds for everything. So Squarespace is my favorite thing. And then that plus ConvertKit solved all the automation problems that I was having in. I actually switched over to ConvertKit because of mobile issues. Infusionsoft wasn't having mobile responsive emails and it was making me bananas. And I was like, how can you have a company that, you know, you're paying all this money and you don't have mobile responsive emails? It was shocking to me. I didn't want my people to be pinching to read my emails.
Yes.
So my reason for switching for ConvertKit was that reason. And then I switched to Teachable, which is a classroom platform, because I could do co-bundling, which means that I could bundle two courses together or more. And I could set a price for that and sell it for a certain period of time. And I had the ability to make anybody an affiliate with one click of a button. And, you know, so all of these things that I had struggled with for 2 years that I'd paid copious amounts of money for with WordPress sites and membership plugins that weren't working the way that I needed them to. And, you know, all the stuff that I finally ended up landing on those three technologies of Squarespace, ConvertKit, and Teachable, and combine that with Lead Pages. And I'm like, okay, I don't need anything else. And I found a way to merge all of those things together, and ConvertKit completely ties into Teachable with one click of a button. And I can create, you know, automated email courses and sales funnels in ConvertKit. And this was the first launch in the entirety of my 2 years of being in business that I had not one technical problem. Not one person couldn't get through the cart. Not one person couldn't get through any part of this. And I had Webinar Jam Studio for webinars. I guess that would be the last technology. Yeah, but they all tied together perfectly. I found finally my perfect secret sauce. Is it for everybody? No. Some people have other secret sauces that they need for their business. But this is what worked for me. And I could finally take a vacation and make some money while I did it. And it was... And the night that I launched, as my phone was going ding, 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 with all these orders coming,
best sound in the world.
Best sound. I was on a date with potentially my dream guy, and he asked me why my phone kept going on, and I told him, and it was so funny because at the end of the date, he was, so how much money did you make during this date? So it was a pinnacle moment of being like, finally, all of this hard work and testing has turned into the business of my dreams. And so it's so nice to not have to do any more guessing.
I love it. Well, this has just been packed with so much good stuff. This is definitely going to be one where you have to listen twice because there's just so much good stuff in here. So because there is so much good stuff, if you could give people like one thing that they should do from all of the info that they have right now from this episode, like what's the one action item you would give to someone to do like next thing, next week or so?
I would say if you are struggling to build your list, to survey your people. If you don't have a list and that seems too daunting, let's say you're starting, you don't even know what you want your business to be, because I'm sure there's some people out there like that. I would even say write the definition of what is the thing or the technology that you want to be known for. Because one of the things I love about you, Zach, is that you jumped on the Periscope thing and now you're like the Periscope dude. And what a smart thing for you to do. You can obviously morph into other things, but when we think of these different technologies that we're working in to become known for something, whether it's, you know, Chris Carr with Crazy Sexy Cancer, her story about that, and, you know, her developing to be known for that girl, or what is the thing that you want to be known for that's going to be related to your life's purpose is another big thing. And so I would say like making a decision of the thing that you want to be known for.
I love that, because as much strategy as you gave, none of it matters if you don't know what you're going to do.
Yep. Oh, and none of it matters if you have a product or service that people don't want.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I felt terrible when, you know, I have had people develop beautiful brands with product ideas that there's no market for, you know, and it's like we can make the most beautiful brand in the world, but if people don't want what you're selling, you can have a great $20,000 website and people are not going to buy from you. You can almost have an ugly website and have the thing that people really want and they'll pay, they'll overlook it.
Yes, I can attest to that.
Yes. Great.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Okay, so the branding just takes it to the next level.
That's all.
Yeah.
So the last question is, tell us what the word hustle means to you as it applies to business.
Well, I would say hustle and the way it applies to business for me would mean doing the other, and there's probably a famous quote out here somewhere, but it always resonates with me, is like, you know, the people who are the most successful in the world are the ones that are willing to do what others aren't. So the word hustling to me means sometimes pushing myself to do things that maybe other people wouldn't be willing to do.
I love that. Awesome. Well, before I let you go, tell everyone where they can find out more about you. Because you just talked about killer course launch, tell them about your course that's coming up on courses, like Courseception over here, but tell them about it.
Totally. So everything that you guys just heard about was a signature program called the Launch Your Brand Program, which you can find out about on my site at youcanbrand.com. It's under the Launch Your Brand Program there. But the thing that I have coming out in the next month is actually called the Course Launcher. And it basically, I'm taking my students through tech training on how to talk about all those technologies that we talked about, actually. How do you connect Squarespace, Teachable, ConvertKit, and everything. And you can actually get on the wait list to get notified about that at thecourselauncher.com, which you'll have a link to. But for all of the other stuff that's going on with me, you can just find it at youcanbrand.com.
Awesome. And we'll have all those links in the show notes. We have so many links in these show notes. We'll put the good ones. We'll put you at the top.
I know. I'm just like spouting off all these things like, do this, do that, do this, do that.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, Jenna, I just want to give you one more big thank you so, so much for coming on the show today. This has been like one of the best. I ran a little longer than normal, but I'm not even sorry because it was so awesome. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to be on.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better, Zach.
Absolutely. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other. Yes. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much, Jenna.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Well, what an amazing interview. There is just so much that you can do now. You can take it and run with it. And I hope that you do, because Jenna gave some amazing tips on everything from actually launching to like hard, fast rules and ideas about what you can do to start creating your courses and launching them. And I think that that's what it's all about, is about taking action. And I loved how she said that hustle is doing what other people won't. And, you know, I know that people listen to this show and, you know, you listen at the gym or you listen on your walk or maybe you listen from your office right on your laptop or your computer, but listening isn't the same as taking action. And so I would challenge you after such a action-packed quality interview from an amazing person doing amazing things that you find something you can do this week to move yourself forward in your business. Now, again, we'll have all of the information over at heartsoulhustle.com, or you'll find all the show notes, the links to everything Jenna mentioned, because there were so many amazing tools. We'll put her links at the top, and then we will put all of the stuff that she referenced at the bottom. It's going to be absolutely so many good resources. We're not going to know what to do with it. So check it out, heartsoulhustle.com. And before I let you go, I want to remind you that I would so appreciate it if you would leave a review for the show. Now, obviously, I'd love a 5-star review, but I want you to be honest and tell me what you think of the show. Leave us a review, and up until February 15th, 3 people who leave reviews will choose 3 people to get one of my training programs for free. That's right, 100% free. So you can either get Rock Your Scopes, the premier Periscope training, or you can get Rock Your FB Ads, a program that'll teach you how to stop hassling with Facebook ads and start generating leads and dollars for your business. So you'll get your choice of one of those. If you win, 3 people will get chosen from those that leave awesome reviews for the show. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.